Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're walking together through this extraordinarily important season of the church year, the season of Lent, this penitential season of prayer, fasting, almsgiving, the increase. And what I'm hoping to do on the show is inspire you today and the rest of this week, and maybe all through Lent, to lay hold of Lent at a deeper level maybe than you ever have before. To jump in with real discernment, of course, but to say, I want to engage in the battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil, the battle against sin in my own life. The grace is here. The prayers of the church throughout the world are here. The life, the sacraments, this is just a special, special season. And we began last Wednesday with receiving the ashes. Remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. It's my favorite prayer that they use on Ash Wednesday. But it's the humbling. It's a sign of humility. You come from the earth, bound down. You're not your own maker. You're not a little god. You're not the master of your own destiny. You belong to another. And the one you belong to is God. And God, in his great mercy, has revealed the truth about the human condition, yours and mine included, that we dwell, as we said yesterday in the program, reading the fall of Satan and his angels in the great battle that was in heaven being cast down to earth, and the spiritual combat that takes place in the earth, which the church reminds us is a battlefield. It's a spiritual battlefield. It's got lots of other challenges to it. It's got highs and lows and things to be joyfully experiencing here on earth. Lots and lots of good stuff. But the bottom line is, we are a fallen race of people that live in a fallen world that are each day engaged, whether we recognize it or not, in spiritual combat. It's not just a fictitious story or a kind of fantasy or just a unique way of describing reality. It's a fact. As we read yesterday, the church reminds us, not only in the scripture, but the catechism, that the devil and his demons were cast down to earth. And he's the ruler of this world. He's got power. Do you remember what Jesus battled in the desert? We've been talking since Ash Wednesday about we're imitating not only Israel's wandering in the desert for 40 years, but really and most intimately and most clearly, we're imitating our Lord, who after he got baptized and there was a theophany, a revelation of the love and presence of the Father and the Holy Spirit, and the Father saying, this is my beloved Son, this is my Messiah, this is my anointed one. And then he comes out of the river and the Holy Spirit leads him into the desert to do combat against Satan, real combat, to face the temptations, the lies that the devil is selling human beings every day. And Jesus conquered in all three of them. I'm not mainly going to talk about those today, but it'd be worth taking up at some point here in Lent. But the thing I want to say today is the Holy Spirit led Jesus. One of the reasons, the fundamental reason Jesus came was to make it possible for us to share in that Holy Spirit in our own lives. To do that, he had to deal with the sin problem, to bring down the power of the kingdom of darkness, to pass from death to life, to make his life an offering for sin, that great act of love that enables him to be raised from the dead by the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit. He enters into glory and he begins a new creation. He's filled with the glory of heaven. That glory is the Spirit. And he pours out the Holy Spirit. And the same Spirit that was in total communion with Jesus, is Jesus wants that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the love between the Father and the Son, to be in us as it was in him and is in him for all eternity in his glorified body. This is how we go into spiritual combat. We don't go into spiritual combat on our own strength. There's no strength scriptures. There's a wonderful passage I can't access at the moment in my mind, but there's no strength in man, in his own flesh, in his own will. Not in the spiritual realm. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. We can't advance spiritually. We can't win the victory over Satan and demonic power. We can't overcome sin in our lives without the working of the Holy Spirit and all the ways the Lord has given us grace and weapons to fight the enemy under the lead, anointing, strength of the Holy Spirit, sent to us by Jesus, uniting us to Jesus, living in his body. So for our own sake of our loved ones, and for the whole world, it's really important that we take this season seriously. Everybody's acutely aware of the disorder and the wars and the corruption and the lies and the perversions and the greed and what's going on in the world. It's incredibly sobering. But as Cardinal André de Lubac said at one point, the disciple should never be surprised when the world acts worldly. The world is the world. It's fallen. It's broken. It's not heaven. We can't fix it. We can't fix it. It will be the world until the Lord comes again and ultimately deals with it. So we live as a light in this fallen world, in this dark world. And we are equipped by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit to combat satanic power. And the Lord gives us many weapons. The sacraments of the church are at the center. Baptism, reconciliation, confession, the Eucharist, God's people, the sacramental life, then the word of God, the preaching of the church, and much more. Really much, much more. There's so much grace that the Lord wants us to have access to. And one of the things that he's given us that's very powerful weapon is from the reading today in the gospel. It's the Lord's Prayer. Jesus teaches the Our Father. I just want to read the passage and then just reflect on it briefly. Jesus said to his disciples, in praying, don't babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask. So there's the image here. It's like the many different ways pagans would worship, and say they'd say lots of things and shout lots of things, and in some ways almost trying to get God's attention or something. But Jesus is saying, I'm going to teach you how to pray. They asked him about it, and he said yes, and he's teaching them. And this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, ought to be a daily prayer for each and every one of us, maybe multiple times a day. It's a go-to. And what's revealed here are not just pious words, but deep, profound insight. And Jesus is the Son who has come to save us so that we could become sons and daughters. And he prays and he's teaching us, talk to my Father this way. Talk to the Father this way. Let your prayer be this at its foundation every day. This is how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven. Begins with what? It begins with acknowledging the Father. We pray out of a relationship that we're being brought into. So we're not simply making up our own prayers and babbling and doing things that Jesus said are not the point. The point is, begin with my Father. He's your Father. He loves you. You're his child. He's your Abba, our Father who art in heaven. We recognize that he's the giver of everything. From him comes the creation of all things. From the heart of a loving Father is where salvation, this mission of evangelization, salvation, and sending Jesus, that's what came from the heart of a loving Father who loves us. And we begin by aligning our prayers with reality. God is the ground of all reality. We're made for him. We're made for a relationship with him. We pray not to change God, but to be changed by God. Amen to that. Our Father who art in heaven. Prayer is ecclesial. What does that mean? It's the community. It's our community. It's our family prayer. Our Father. We pray it individually, but we're praying it together. We pray it together at Mass every day in other ways as well. We pray the rosary together. It's our family prayer given to us by Jesus. And Father, again, radical intimacy, Abba. Because of the Holy Spirit, we're united. We're already, the already and the not yet is happening. We already have a foot in heaven. We're already united to Jesus in the body of Christ. We're not in absolute fullness yet. So understanding that Jesus is bringing us really into his prayer, in his relationship, and it's a family prayer. All of us are meant to be praying together as well as individually. Hallowed be thy name. This is not obviously asking God to be holy. God is holy. But in essence, what we're doing is we're recognizing and revering, respecting, honoring, humbling ourselves before the holiness of God. God has revealed himself throughout history in the Jewish people, but revealed himself perfectly in his Son. It's a place where your name is honored. We want to honor his name. We want to hallow his name. That's why we don't use his name in vain. It's really, really important not to do that. Thy kingdom come. The kingdom's already present in Jesus. It's still coming in fullness, in glory, at the end of time. And that kingdom is in us. We're in it. It's in us. And so we pray, Lord, reign in our hearts. Father, we want the kingdom that you've established to become more and more visible and more a lived reality. That's a passion for us. That's where we begin. Thy kingdom come, because we know you've established your kingdom in your Son, Jesus. And we renounce every other kingdom there is. And thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God. What's the love language of heaven? We've talked about many times in the program. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He's hanging on that cross. He's going to save the world out of obedience to the Father, an act of love. Heaven is the place where God's will is perfectly known, perfectly loved, and perfectly enacted. This is not perfectly enacted. The act of surrender on our part, we say, Lord, make me capable of your will, of saying yes to you with joy. And like your Son, Jesus, my Lord, who is his very food and it was his delight, transform me more in this season so I delight to do your will. I love to do your will. I love to see all that you want in terms of the expression of the kingdom in my life and in this world. Give us this day our daily bread, the literal bread, but also the ongoing trust of living without fear, living without anxiety, trusting in the Lord and God's provision. It's like echoes the man in the desert, God's provision. Of course, the Eucharist is the food. It's our food now as we travel until we come, really when the Lord comes again and we're with him in total fullness. We are dependent on the Lord. He knows that. He's the giver of all good things and he wants to help us. He doesn't want us to rely on self-sufficiency, on our own flesh, so to speak, or the strength of our own arm. He wants to provide for us and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This is the only petition with a condition. And that's a scary one. The idea that, look, if we don't forgive, we're not going to be forgiven. And Jesus came with mercy for all of us and mercy has come to all of us. So we should be like the Lord and have a huge merciful heart. It's one of the things we want to ask the Lord for. Lord, help me be a person of great mercy to offer forgiveness. And lead us not into temptation. We know we're in spiritual combat. Don't allow us to be overcome, Lord, is one way of understanding the prayer. Don't let us enter a trial beyond our strength. Because we understand, Lord, our weakness, our vulnerability. And Lord, in humility, we ask for your protection. But deliver us again. Deliver us from all evil. Lord, your goodness, your mercy. It's you who wins the victory for us. It's you who feeds us. It's you who revealed the kingdom. You're the one who reveals the kingdom to us. You're the one who's guiding us. We want to relate to the Father the way you relate to the Father. Help us in this season of Lent to grow, to be more the children of God in the way we live, think, move, love God, love our neighbor. Come, Lord Jesus, bring about real change. Friends, hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.